just two verses in reference. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 51 and 52. And this is the Lord Jesus at the age of about 12. Verse 51 says, this is when, after he was in the temple, he was left behind. They came seeking after him. And when they got home, it says, and he went down with them, that's Joseph and Mary, and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. That's the domestic setting, that's the home. And verse 52 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And where did it start? It started in the home.
He recognized a very important principle. He just mentioned that he became subject to, and we see in verse 2, going back to feeding the flock. He was in service. He wasn't a lazy person. And we read in the New Testament that if anyone is to become chief, he is to be a servant. So we know this aspect of service. And I wonder, Stephen mentioned that he didn't know the interpretation of the dreams, and yet he still went on. And I want to bring another aspect to it and say maybe he did know the interpretation of the dream. We don't know either way, but he was able to interpret the dreams of the butler, so maybe he was able to interpret his own dream. He knew that he was going to come into glory and that his brethren were going to bow to him, and yet still he knew that the path was through service. And so we all know that we're going to go into glory in some soon coming day, hopefully maybe even today, that we will be in the presence of the Lord, and we will, even if the Lord would set us over certain cities as we see, and yet the path to this is through service, that we're to be in service. The Lord was the same way. He subjected himself to his parents, and he served his brethren in all these things that he will ever serve. And here we see Joseph, a man who possibly knew of the glory that was to come for him, yet still in service. And we'll see in the next readings of his service.
This passage that we've taken up this section, it's not just for the domestic house, for my house and my family. It's also the house of God, his behavior. He knew how to behave in the house of God. And, just with the feeding the flock, he was able to feed the flock. The Lord asked Peter to feed his lambs, to feed his sheep. And Joseph, at 17, was able to help feed the flock. And it's a challenge for us, however old we are, that there is a place for us in the assembly. There is a task for us to do to help feed the flock of the Lord Jesus. And also, we see that at the end of verse 2, that in the house of God, the father's rights need to be maintained. And Joseph knew that. And he was willing to maintain the father's rights. And he was also seeking fellowship with those of like faith. And even though they were not in the right place, and they hated him and they envied him, and he still was seeking fellowship with those of like faith and with his brethren. So it's just an encouragement that his age, our age, most of us here are 17 and 18, 19, and he was willing to serve the people of God, and he was willing to maintain God's rights in the house of God.
Usually when people are doing, wrong things, the tendency is to try to bring in others with them, because somehow it makes them feel a little bit better when, there's other people with me doing this evil thing than with me by myself. But as Sammy was saying, he did not succumb to the pressures that were certainly there. And I'm sure that enraged his brothers even more when they saw that they were doing wrong things. They knew they were wrong things, but they didn't see their brother coming along with them and doing those wrong things. And so that made them more angry, because, sin likes to bring in other people. And when you bring in other people, like I said, it makes you feel a little bit less bad, because others are doing it as well. But so they were certainly upset with the fact that he was not succumbing to the things that they were doing. And so they envied him. They saw that, yes, he was loved by their father more than them, perhaps, but also that he was not able to be tempted with the same things that they were tempted with. And he stood fast. And that made them more mad. And they hated him for that. And, you know, similarly with the Lord Jesus, when he came, because I don't want to, you know, I thought about this verse, the end of verse 2. It says that he brought an evil report. We don't want to sit here and condone and say, you know, we want to condone tattletaling. That's not the thing here. But he was apart from that evilness. He was not associated with them and what they were doing. And he brought this report, and similarly the Lord Jesus, he told his brothers that the world hates me because I testify of their evil work. And here, the point of this verse is to show us that he was separate from all that was going on in evil. And so he did not allow the things that were going on around him to draw him in with them. And he was separate from them. And as a result of that, they hated him even more. And so it's important for us that when we see things wrong being done, the point is not to go run to our parents and tattletale and our brothers and sisters, but to talk to them, to show them that what they're doing is not right, and the like. So that, you know, we would have better relationships. In verse 9, it says they couldn't even, verse 4, they couldn't even speak peaceably unto him. Things were so bad between in this relationship that they couldn't even speak to him in a peaceable way. They were so outraged and so upset with him. And so we want to not, you know, be, the point of this is not that we go and tattletale on every single thing that we see being done wrong. But the point is that we can separate ourselves from the evil that's going on and to stand fast. See, Joseph knew that with that coat that I'm wearing, I have a character that I need to display. The Father gave me this and I need to be consistent with what the Father has given me. And so my character can't be like everybody else in my family. I need to be separate and distinct. And we need to do, you know, we need to do the same. They envied him in verse 11. They envied him. You know, they saw that something was different about him, and we can't get him to sin. And I think about how many times they tried to get the Lord Jesus to be caught in an act of sin or doing something not right or breaking the law, and they could not do anything. They could not find anything. Such that at the end, they would have to bring false reports against him because there was nothing in him that would be testifying of sin. And so may that be like us, that there's nothing that anybody would be able to accuse us of that we did wrong. And you would think that, you know, if Joseph knew that his brothers hated him, that he would not necessarily come and say, well, one day you're going to bow down to me. But the Lord Jesus, I think the point of that is to show that he testified of the truth. He spoke the truth. And the Lord Jesus, even though he was standing before the high priest, saying, yes, I'm the Christ, he said, you will see the Son of Man coming and sitting with power and with the clouds of heaven. He testified of the truth in spite of the fact that he knew they hated him. And that's what Joseph was doing here as well. Speaking of the truth, and not allowing the circumstances around him to influence him and to draw him in, as I'm sure Satan will try to do with us. When we see our brothers or sisters or friends or whatever doing something wrong, we want to be separate and distinct because we are wearing the coat of many colors that God has given us to set us apart from so others and from so many others. And we want to live in the light of that, to know that we are separate and therefore we can't be associated with others in this world that go around doing evil things. So we need to keep that in mind.